Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent this morning, we have a chat to Soko Sibiya about what's happening on our continent. Africa.com puts together a top 10 stories list on its website every day about what's happening in and around Africa. Soko will be running through a few of those stories for us this morning. A very good morning to you, Soko, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Zane, and to your listeners.
What's happening on the continent? It's always alive and bustling, eh?
There's a lot happening, but we want to talk about the great things that people are underreporting. And one of those things is the repatting, basically, to Africa. Now, what I mean by that is that many Africans who are born in other countries, for example, African-Americans are coming back home, and they're doing this and coming back with these skills. There's always been this whole thing that Africans are leaving Africa with these skills, the brain drain, and going off to apply those skills elsewhere. Now there's actually a new wave where you're finding more and more young Africans coming back home. You know, when their parents went for greener pastures, they are coming back to actually plow back into the economies that they left behind. Now, one such person is Stephen Ozi Biogo, who started a foundation called the African Technology Foundation. And what this does is that he's from Silicon Valley in America. And what he's done is that he's now started venture capitalist and funding to basically create a model that he has seen in America working and applied it back home, which is in Nigeria. So he provides mentorship, accelerator programs to fund small businesses who want to get into the technology space in Nigeria. And he's not just the only one. So he obviously has a network from universities that he attended when he was in the States. And he brings all the alumni from those universities to come in, basically same boost and the same support that they would enjoy still in America. And he comes and applies this back home. He's not the only one. Many people are doing this. They're coming back home in terms of scientists as well, who have maybe left their countries and gone to study in Europe. They come back and apply that knowledge. So they come back, they lecture in the universities of the places of birth. They come through and build as well in terms of infrastructure, running businesses. And even in the art space, in arts and design, they come back and build those sectors, because as I say, you know, there's this whole new wave now. Instead of leaving the continent, you're coming back and plowing back, because this is, as many people are calling, that Africa is a new frontier, and they want to actually be part of that group that starts to nurture and grow Africa once more.
Soko, thanks very much for that. The thing is actually, Soko, is that, you know, with Theresa May having been in sort of three of the countries and a number of the European continent presidents and ministers visiting Africa, does it seem to you that there is a new hub being created yet? This new excitement, this new eyes looking at Africa and taking Africa forward from here?
Exactly. You know, everybody is coming here. So, as you said, Theresa May came through. Angela Merkel was also in West Africa. And what people are finding is that, you know, these new markets that they haven't tapped into, it's saturated in Europe. You know, any of the products are no longer, you know, people have changed the way they live in Europe. They're downsizing, many of them. So some of the products aren't selling. So they come here to Africa because this is where the market is. You're finding more and more multinationals as well opening up their offices this side. So if you think of Google, Facebook, you know, it's saturated in the markets that they used to. Now they come and open markets and offices here in Africa because this is where people are looking towards. Even if you think about music, for example, the sound, the wave now is all this Afro tech. So people are looking towards Africa for inspiration. Where, you know, they've always taken, you know, when there's always this debate that they've always taken from us, but now they're looking to us for inspiration. And we should be the people who are actually now saying, this is what you can take. This is the story. This is how much we can give you, instead of them just taking.
We catch up on stories in and around Africa, the nice, the positive stories. Africa.com editor Soko Sibiya, thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.